Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
This show kicks ass. Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money is won here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, he's exaggerating, he's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. Not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, terrific football Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, our amazing crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, Twitch, radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment, talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always in perpetuity by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. We are going to talk sports on today's edition of You Better You Bet. I will give you my thoughts on Monday Night Football last night as the Niners blow out the Colts in Indianapolis. It was a pretty entertaining game. Lost some fantasy matchups thanks to Brock Purdy. Got some notes from people yesterday concerned about my team since I sat Alec Pierce and he had a huge game. I actually won that matchup where I sat Alec Pierce, which was absolutely awesome. I have a grand take on the San Francisco 49ers moving forward that I can't wait to share with everybody. We'll talk the Indianapolis Colts as well and why they are in deep doo-doo moving forward. And we just got the news that Phillip Rivers is going to start Sunday's game, I guess, even if the Texans win on Saturday against the Chargers and eliminate the Colts, and why that's crazy and makes zero sense at all. So we'll get to the Colts and Phillip Rivers. We'll talk the San Francisco 49ers. We'll get you set to bet Christmas Day in the National Football League. And yes, the matchups are brutal. And yes, there are a lot of quarterback injuries. I actually like the betting card on Christmas Day. So we'll get you set for that. We'll talk every game, week 17 in the National Football League, where we're at with the sides, totals, weather, injuries, and my initial thoughts, leans, and any bets coming up week 17 in the NFL. We will get to all of it before we bid you adieu at 7 o'clock Eastern. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth will join the show, and our friend Danny Parkins from First Things First on Fox Sports 1 will join the show as well. Yesterday on the show, I feel like I kind of want to throw Bill Zimmerman under the bus, our executive producer, but I won't. I'll take responsibility for it. Ultimately, on this show, the buck stops with me. I'm the voice that you hear, and I feel like I made a severe tactical error yesterday on the show, where we were planning on, you know, talking about Femi's last day on the show, and we'll get to that in a second. And I was going to start with sports, and literally as soon as the show started, I'm thinking, like, no way. Like, this can't be what it is. I can't try and talk sports right now with everything that's happening, like, in real life, with our friend on his last day. It really, really, really did not feel right, so kind of, like, stopped the show and decided to do it way earlier. And it's one of those things that, in retrospect, kind of like, hey, we probably should have considered that, but we didn't, and it was what it was, and I think we made the best of it. And just, like, thank you to everyone who sent really kind notes about the show yesterday and how everything was handled. I read all the messages. They were all greatly appreciated. So the idea of starting the show with Monday Night Football today, like, never crossed my mind. I have been, for quite some time now, over 2 months, putting off talking about what's next for You Better You Bet. And I said this yesterday on the show, a little bit with Femi, that, you know, I didn't want to do it in great detail because Femi was the most important part of yesterday's show, of course. But, you know, the reason why I haven't addressed the future of You Better You Bet is because of Femi and his situation. And to be clear, Femi never asked me not to do it. He never said to me, hey, Nick, like, please don't do this. I felt like that was the decent thing to do, the human thing to do. And just on the subject of decent and human, Femi Abebefe is the absolute best of us. And it's not a hollow statement from me. It is the absolute truth. And all the people that know him absolutely agree with that. And he handled everything with grace that I'm not sure I would have handled things with. He was professional from start to finish, a wonderful human being, a great friend, a great broadcaster. I know that he is going to move on to do great things in his life and great things in his career. And I couldn't even talk to anyone after the day. I'm not trying to make this about me at all, but, like, I have the microphone right now. I didn't even want to talk to anyone after the show yesterday. I talked to my wife for a little when I got home, and then it was just like, let me sink into my couch and watch this football game. So obviously, just, you know, Femi will always be on our team and on my mind, and he is my friend, and, like, he didn't die. Like, he's going to move forward and, like, do really great things, but obviously, you know, he's just the best. And yesterday was an extraordinarily difficult show and a very, very, very difficult day. And this has been, for me, and I said this yesterday, and I've said it already once this segment, and I may repeat myself a few more times because I want to make sure that, like, I hit the right notes here and that I am doing this with the proper amount of self-awareness. I know that things have been way, way worse for others than they have been for me. I know that. Trust me. Like, I am well aware of that. I'm not trying to co-opt people's experiences or make it like my feelings have been worse than other people's feelings, because I'm coming out of this on the good side, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but I really feel like I need to say this because I want people to understand kind of where I've been coming from for a while now. Been a very difficult period of time. Because while, like, you, the listener, and you, the viewer, you know, you're, I'm guessing, a fan of this network, the BetMGM network. And you're obviously aware of everything that's happened here. And talented people, friends of mine, many of them, people losing their jobs. And how much it sucks just like in general when anyone loses their job, whether like you know them or not. But when you know the people and you've been in the foxhole with these people, it takes on a more significant and personal meaning in those moments. And just to fully unveil the scope of all of this and what's happened, like this was not just the BetMGM network. And I'm not saying this to minimize what happened to the BetMGM network at all, just in its totality. As the BetMGM network merges with the Infinity Sports Network to form Westwood One Sports, which I'll get to in a moment, many people at Infinity, like the entire lineup, got wiped out. Hosts out of work right before the holidays. And like, I don't, people can criticize how the company handled this. I don't know if there is a right way. It's like varying degrees of sucking. I don't know if there's a right way to handle things. People at the Infinity Sports Network, maybe you're aware of what's been happening at WFAN in New York, which is not like the same thing as what's been happening with BetMGM and Infinity, but there's been turnover at WFAN in New York. And Infinity broadcasts out of New York. And for people that don't know this and don't care, like, that's okay. You don't have to care. I care. And I'm telling you how I feel about it. I know all these people. And I'm not claiming that they're all my close personal friends, although like Bill Ryder, I would say, is like a person, Andrew Bogish. I do have some like close personal friends that were at Infinity. Gone on Maggie and Perloff show, went on with Zach Gelb, done a million pieces of content with Bart Winkler. This was not limited. And again, that's not to minimize what happened to the people at this network, but this was not limited in scope to just this. This was like body blow after body blow of people that, and I'll speak for me, that I care about, that are just like around the holidays and there's no good time for it. And I obviously like companies don't do things purposefully in this regard. It's been really hard. It's been really difficult. And I am not looking for an attaboy from anybody or anyone to be like, wow, Nick, like that's so, wow, how brave of you to feel bad for people. That's not what I'm looking for. I like to think that most people would feel the way that I have felt and feel the way that I feel at this moment right now. Like, how could you not? I've had people in the industry ask me, like, why have you not celebrated your new gig? Which I'll get to in a little bit, that I'm really excited for. Because I feel like in these moments, if I'm celebrating 2 weeks ago, it's like right, wrong, or indifferent. And maybe it's wrong. I'm not saying that I have all the right answers. It feels like I'm celebrating while other people are like being cast aside. And it didn't feel right to me. And it didn't feel like the right and decent thing to do, where I'm going to promote myself and talk about, and I do think it's great, and I am excited, and juxtaposing my feelings of excitement, which I'll get to probably next segment, I don't know, juxtaposing those feelings of excitement with the feelings of sadness for people. And honestly, like, there's some anger involved. Friends of mine. And I talked about this with a couple people who kind of like survived this whole deal. Like, there's a little bit of survivor's guilt here a little bit. Where I'm being honest with everybody, right? And maybe you roll your eyes at this. Like, I don't care. I'm being real. Where you think, well, like, why did I make it and other people didn't? And it sucks. It sucks for those people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And I didn't want to turn this into, wow, like, things are really great for me when all this is gone. I have waited until, and I hope people can appreciate this, and this is not like, tell me how great I am, until literally, this is my last show until the new network launches. I have waited until now to do this, because it's the right thing to do. That is what I believe. And I don't, if other people acted differently, like, I don't care. What they do impacts me 0%, and I don't criticize them at all. What's right for me doesn't have to be right for anybody else. But that's why. Why aren't you promoting your new show? Why aren't you promoting yourself? This is why. Because there are people's feelings at play. And if I'm going to talk about it, then here's Femi has to answer all these questions. Well, what about you? I don't want to put him in that spot. That's not my position to do that, to speak for him. He gets to speak for himself. And that's why we gave him the opportunity to do that yesterday. And juxtaposing these feelings of excitement that I have with the feelings of sadness has been really difficult over this stretch. So, like, we come on the air, and I'm not trying to make it like my life sucks. Like, I love my daughter. Like, I love my family. Like, I still have my job. It's not like the end of the world, obviously. But yeah, like, it's been a drag. And I'm happy to be, like, for me personally, at the, like, on the cusp of doing something new to kind of move to the next thing. And obviously, goes without saying, but I'll say it anyway, to wish everyone the best and hope that they, anyone that lost their job as a result of, like, what these corporations decided to do, that they are able to do even better than they were doing here under these umbrellas. I hope that their content is the best content. I hope that they make the most amount of money. You know, if you've been listening to or watching this show since the beginning, that I've always said, always, and I've meant it, there's more than enough money out there for all of us. The pie is big enough for everybody to get a slice, for everybody to eat. Like, do I want a piece of the pie myself? Of course. I want to be able to support my family. I'd like to be able to do fun things, to go on nice vacations. Who doesn't want to do that? Of course, I want it. But that doesn't mean that I want it at the expense of anybody else. Like, because I succeed doesn't mean someone else has to fail. I would like for this to be, and it's a pipe dream probably, right? And I'm 42 years old, and I'm talking like I'm 6 right now. And I understand that. But this is how I feel. I want all of us to succeed. And all of us to do great. And everybody to do well. And, of course, unfortunately, it is a harsh reality of life that does not get to happen at all times for everybody. Really wanted to get that out of the way. It's been something that's been sitting with me for a long time here. Just like this cycle, this recent stretch of time. We'll take a quick break. And on the other side, we'll talk about what's next. The next evolution of You Better, You Bet. What's going to be on the airwaves coming up next week? What you, our listeners and viewers, can expect of it. And I think I'll have a pretty cool, at least semi-surprise as well, to share with everyone that I think people will like. It's all coming up next here on a Tuesday. You Better, You Bet. BetMGM Network for one more day with your boy Nick Costos.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.